Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. My name is Stefan Froelich, and I'm a dev on the core Bluetooth team.
Hi, I'm Frank Jergeni. I'm also a dev on the core Bluetooth team, and thank you for joining us.
This is part three of our three-part video series. In part one, we introduced you to the Bluetooth LE Explorer app. It allows you to connect to GAT peripherals and also to create your own virtual peripherals. In part two, Frank showed you the client side of that code. And in part three, he'll now show you how you can build your own GAT server.
Thanks, Stefan. So to build our own GAT server, the first thing we need to do is define our service. And this time we'll be defining a calculator service. You've seen in our other examples the Microsoft service in part one, the battery service in part two. Today we'll show you the calculator service from our sample app. The other thing we'll do is we'll follow through on our promise from part one, showing you how to check the radio capabilities on the fly so you can make your app behavior dynamic.
Great. Show us how it's done.
Okay. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to describe the service. Now, I've set some breakpoint ups ahead of time, just like we did before. And the first breakpoint is about defining our service. So here we specify the parameters. Now, you'll notice this type is almost the same as the type we had previously, which is GAT characteristic parameters. We had that before. That was read-only. This is GAT local characteristic parameters. This one allows you to set or define the properties of your parameter. We've defined here write and write without response, which we've explained in part one of our series. And we've also specified the protection level as plain.
So what other protection levels do I have?
The other protection levels include things like authentication and encryption. We've chosen plain today because we want the demo to work unpaired. Authentication requires the remote device to pair. Encryption means that you may not be able to see the data when it goes over the air. So today, because we want to show you the traces, we're going to specify plain. And because we want to do unpaired, we want to specify no authentication. So basically, protection level plain.
Sounds good. I look forward to seeing the traces at the end.
Awesome. So the next is the operand, which is, again, write and write without response. The last is the read or the result parameter, which is read and notify. And we've explained those two in part one of our series. And that's all there is for defining the characteristic parameters. We'll get to actually creating the service later. But for now, I'm going to stop here and explain the collecting the peripheral role support from the Bluetooth adapter. We've added in the creator's update the ability to construct the Bluetooth adapter using getDefaultAsync and check its properties. And the property we're interested in today is peripheral role supported? I know this radio supports it. And so my application, you'll see, has the start service button lit up. If this radio didn't support it, then it wouldn't be lit up.
Oh, so when I write an application, I definitely need to double check to make sure that peripheral is supported so that my consumers or my customers don't run into any problems.
Yep. And it can vary by, it's not just the laptop, it's not just the radio manufacturer, it's actually specific radios that have specific features. So it's really important to check these things on the fly.
Okay.
So I'm going to click the Start Service button, and this is where we'll actually create the service. Now, we talked before in the part one, in the Bluetooth Explorer application, you were able to have names for those services that were well known. Here, we're creating our own service UUID. So this won't be well known. And we'll see in the traces what that looks like later. But this UUID we created, it's our own. And the only requirement here is that it doesn't collide with other well-known UUIDs. You can check the Bluetooth SIGs website for a list of those. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to create the characteristic. So this is the characteristic for the first operand on our calculator. Our calculator has two operands, an operator, and a result. I'll walk you through creating each characteristic. So, operator one is the first characteristic we create. And onto the side, you can see it uses the operand parameters. Down below, we haven't hit the next breakpoint, you can see it reuses those same operand parameters. We didn't have to define them twice. What we did have to change was the UUID. The top one, the UUID ends in F1. The bottom one, the UUID ends F2. And this is because the UUIDs have to be unique. I'm going to connect to the next, which is our operator. Again, same as before, we create our characteristic, we specify a unique ID, and this time we're passing the operator parameters. Almost there. Last is our result characteristic. This is the one that had the read and notify. I'm going to continue on that as well. So this is the last step before we start advertising our new service. Here we're specifying the advertising parameters. We're going to set isConnectable to be true if peripheral role is supported. And we're also going to set ourselves to be discoverable. So when I click continue here, we can switch to Stefan's screen and hopefully we'll be able to see that he can discover our service.
So you didn't set any breakpoints on the read callbacks or write callbacks. Is there a reason for that?
Good catch, Stefan. I forgot to mention that I deliberately didn't set any breakpoints on the read or write callbacks because the Bluetooth platform requires responsiveness within specified timeouts. So what the Windows implementation will do, if you don't complete your deferral on time in the read or the write operation, the protocol will return an error on your behalf, indicating to the client that it timed out.
Got it. So we should probably put log statements in there versus breakpoints to help us debug the code.
Absolutely. And on my screen, you'll see a green bar at the bottom. You'll see that it shows at the bottom the status that says, you know, this value was written.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go look for your server now. So this is the Bluetooth LE Explorer app that we showed you in video one. This time we're going to work off of the Discover and Pair menu item. And all we have to do is click Start. And we'll start enumerating all the devices in the area. Over here we see GAT Demo 2. That's Frank's computer. So I'll go ahead and connect to that. Again, we see the three base services that Windows comes with and one service that doesn't have a well-defined name. That's from Frank. We also see the four characteristics that you built. So I'll go ahead and start writing to them, and then we'll see if your calculator works.
Thanks.
So I wrote value 1, or I'm going to write value 1 to the first characteristic. I'm going to go down here and write number 2 to the second characteristic. And what's a good value to write to the third characteristic, your operator?
1 is addition, 2 is multiplication. Let's go with 1.
All right, I'll write the number 1. So now I'll go down to the last characteristic. Currently, there's no value there because we haven't read the result yet. So I'm going to go ahead and read it, and I get 3. Well, 1 plus 2 equals 3.
Yep.
Simple math. Perfect. You did it right.
Yeah. And if you switch to my laptop, or we look at it next, we can see that at the bottom in the green status bar, just like I suggested, it says value computed 3 sent to client. And we did this instead of setting breakpoints so that the operation didn't time out. I also promised that we would look at the logs. So I'm going to minimize my other windows, and I'm going to show we double-clicked on the virtual sniffer to launch this second window at the bottom. Once the virtual sniffer launched, it opened ComProbe automatically. As we've mentioned in previous videos, ComProbe is currently the only software we support, but we're evaluating adding Elasys support for a future release. We've already clicked the record button. That way we were recording during our session here. So all that's left to do is click Show Frame Display. When we bring it up, we can see at the bottom that the last two ATT operations to my machine were the read request and the read response. So we can see the read request coming from Stefan, and we can see our read response, which had a value of 3.
Great. And you can join us on our blog. There we will have links to the LE Explorer app that I was using, the virtual sniffer that Frank just showed you. We'll, of course, have links to the Bluetooth documentation and the sample app and a link to the Frontline PromCode Analyzer.
Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
Thank you.